with him over many years. Helen, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Very sad day for, I suppose, anybody who's British who's watched television over the last 40 years. When did you first meet or work with Mel?
Well, I have to say, I'm a significant, probably 2 years, 3 years younger, so I didn't work with him. In fact, he auditioned me for a part in the film Tall Guy, which I didn't get. But I totally associate myself, I suppose, since I've been invited to comment, with that amazing era of the 80s and the 90s, not the 9 o'clock news, where we probably came to know him best, was where they would, it was early satire, where they would use news footage and then parody it. I then did something called Naked Video, which was directed by Colin Gilbert, who worked on not the 9 o'clock news. So that whole time was, I think, a very unpretentious, very direct era of comedy, where you'd do sketches, you'd lampoon things that was satire, a genuine time, a really refreshing, game-changer era of comedy. And I look back and it's so sad, because Mel Smith was a one-off, a huge contributor, and I think it will be time for us all to reflect about that kind of comedy.
It's very interesting that you talk about it, because I suppose he and Griff Rhys-Jones were perhaps more in the sort of traditional mould of comedy, but it was still certainly not the 9 o'clock news was cutting edge just prior to what people described as alternative comedy that became the mainstream.
Yeah, I mean, they were all clever guys. I think Mel did psychology, very clever, a very confident male, obviously, but that confidence and yet sort of the everyman, they were very accessible, just set the bar pretty high. People have probably emulated that since. I don't think they were that conventional. They just weren't frightened to go out. They weren't the Monty Python. They just marked a new change of, in a way, a precursor to stand-up comedy, where you're going to actually comment on what's around you through Sketchland, through their relationships, their relationship with each other. They were kind of advanced two Ronnies or Morecambe and Wise. Their relationship was fun. They afforded all these silences. They danced with the audience in a way that people do now. You know, just new steps forward with intelligence. Really, I think, you know, I think it isn't talked about enough. I think it's so sad for the passing of somebody like that, but it is also an opportunity to look at and celebrate that the humour that I particularly like, because I've